You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Media
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, hello, friends. Happy Wednesday. Happy another hump day. I am your mini medium on the A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. I'm very rarely ever wearing hats. And so if you are watching on YouTube, or if you're watching on Facebook, you'll see I got this fun and beautiful hat for Mother's Day. So here in the U.S., we celebrate Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. So sending a very loving, happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there, or those who play the role of mom, and also, you know, grandmas and aunts and even fur babies, fur baby moms. This is also for you. Sending all of the heavenly love to the moms that we have on the other side in the spiritual realm. I know my mom is there. My mom passed away 11 years ago. And I'll tell you, Mother's Day is a, it used to be a tough holiday for me. It's gotten better. I call it a love-hate relationship now. But it's definitely time for me to enjoy the fact that I am a mom and also a grandma. I call myself a glamorous grandma. I'm a glamma. But also, you know, celebrating my daughters, my daughter Mandy, and then my soon-to-be daughter-in-law Asia, and, you know, just sitting back and watching them, you know, be moms. And and I'll tell you, it's very fulfilling to be able to sit back and watch your daughter go through, if you will, the things that you went through when she was younger. You know, when you always say, gosh, I hope you have a child that's just like you, or, you know, I'm starting to see that. It's kind of fun to sit back and watch. But anyhow, it's very fulfilling and inspiring to see, and just as a mom and a grandma now. So anyway, just so excited to celebrate and also to share the beautiful energy today. So now we are still in the new moon right now. So if you haven't done any new moon energy, then you can still do that today. Now the new moon, just kind of a little new moon or moon work 101. If you're wanting to do some moon work, then for the new moon, what you'll want to do is manifest. It's the time to manifest or write down and put out to the universe everything you're wanting to manifest. And what I like to do is get a piece of paper, write down on the piece of paper everything that you're wanting to manifest in your life. What are the things that you really want to see happen? You can be, you know, as practical as you want to be, or you can be as absolutely, you know, stretched out, unrealistic, you know, whatever it is that your hopes and dreams and wishes are, you know, put it on that piece of paper. Then you're going to take that piece of paper and you're going to fold up that piece of paper. And then what I like to do is place that paper under my pillow. Then what happens is all that beautiful energy, all those intentions, everything you're wanting to manifest will soak into that beautiful crown chakra, into the third eye chakra, into the energy, the cranial, the intuition, all of it. And then that beautiful energy gets put out into the universe to manifest. And so, and then what I really like to do is the next new moon, I'll go back and look at my list and kind of see how far I've gotten. You know, if I started to see things starting to come to fruition and manifesting, if not, then what do I need to put out there? What do I need to ask the universe, you know, to show me, to guide me? So it's incredible. It is incredible to see just how amazing that our minds are and the energy, and that's all we are is energy. So the energy that is put out into the universe, how powerful. How powerful it can be. So I wish you all good, you know, energy and happy manifesting. And, you know, you can also at this time put your stones, your crystals, your cards, whatever it is that you want to put out under that new moon, that you're wanting to absorb all of that new energy. So if you're feeling kind of stagnant in your life right now, you feel like there's been no momentum or change, and you're just kind of itching for that, then I definitely would put out anything that you use as protection, or, you know, what you rely on for energy, you know, make water, put your water out there in a glass jug, allow that new moon energy to soak up, and then use that water to drink, to bathe in, to cook, whatever may be. And that's where all that beautiful new moon energy will come from. So anyway, some fun things that I love to do myself, and just throw it out there and suggest it. And, you know, I would love to hear back. So you guys, if you're, you know, you've got some feedback or experiences, you can message me, and you can send that to on my website, mini-medium.com. Or on Facebook, it's Mini Medium. And then email is readings@mini-medium.com. So some fun. I'd love to hear back and see how you guys are doing with that. Okay. All right. So I am going to not necessarily pull an affirmation, but we're going to pull an oracle and see what the message is. And then, of course, we'll take a caller. So I'm going to pull. And the number that I've been really drawn to today has been the number 18. And so again, if you guys are new to my podcast, or you haven't caught on by now, I have numbers that come up all throughout the day, and those are my guides, your loved ones in spirit. But the numbers will be validations of birth dates, death dates, anniversaries, ages. So the 18 is going to connect with one of those. And I definitely felt the soul of this beautiful mother energy, which perfect timing for the fact that we've got Mother's Day coming. So eventually that, you know, if not with my first caller, then sometime I'm hoping today or the next few days that 18 will validate someone's loved one in spirit. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm going to count out the number 18. We've got 5, 6, 7, 8. I really try to be more prepared, I promise. But, you know, I'm a Gemini. My air sign is just, hey, it's all good. We just go with the flow. You know, it drives, it drives those fire energies crazy. How I keep my hubby on his toes. So, okay. All right, my friends. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Okay. So, the Moonology, this deck is so beautiful. I'll show it on my camera here. So if you go and watch on YouTube or on Facebook, YouTube at Moonstruck TV, Facebook on the A1R Psychic Radio or Mini Medium, because I'll be posting this, of course. But the Moonology card, I just go through, I shuffle, I pull the 18th card, and we have a new moon card. So the oracle, now this is the new moon in Pisces. So the Pisces is that water sign. So all you Pisces out there, but this goes to everybody for the week. And it says to meditate and contemplate. And if that's not a perfect time to do this right now, the new moon is the time to meditate and contemplate. contemplate what is worth putting your time and energy into. And if it is, whatever this may be, if it's not serving you, telling you what, my friends, it's time to let it go. So whether it's a person, a place, a situation, a memory, whatever it is, it's time to cut that off and move forward. So if it's not serving you, then why are you putting energy into it anyway, right? So, okay. All right. Beautiful. Now, my first caller, I did miss where she was from, but it's Denise. I did see. Hi. Hi, Denise in California. This is the Mini Medium. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. How can I help you tonight, my friend?
Well, so I have a psychic friend, and she sent me this. I'd been going through some stuff lately, and basically, I'm just open for a read. I don't want to give you much because then I won't receive.
I love that, and I apologize, my friend. You it kind of cut out for a minute there. Can you repeat your question again?
I said I'm just open for the read. Whatever you get.
Perfect. Hey, I love it. I love when I have a sitter or client that comes in and just says, you know, no expectations. I just want you to allow, you know, guides, the universe, whatever it may be, to come in and let us know exactly what needs to be said. So thank you for that. Let me quickly ask you, because again, if you listen to my podcast, numbers come through. I love numerology, but also numbers will validate your loved ones in spirit. And may I ask, has your mom passed, my friend?
Yes.
Okay. And the number 18 has come up very strong today. Do you connect with the number 18 with your mom and or you?
She had an 18-inch waist.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Tiny little thing. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that is definitely in 27 years I've been doing this, my friend. I have never had anyone say that. I'll put it that way. That's incredible. Oh my gosh. What a cute tiny thing. Well, let me tell you, I want to get some more validation from this soul, but are you open to receiving messages from mom if this is mom?
I would rather have them from my son, but yes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Now, I can't control who comes through. I wish I could.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it takes a soul to step forward.
I'm open to whatever you receive, like I said.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wonderful. Okay, let me, I'm going to focus for a moment here, but I think I'm going to pull a couple cards for you just to kind of see what may come. Give me one moment here. Now, being that I asked you about mom in that number 18, do you connect that with your son, the number 18?
Not really.
Okay. Just want to make sure that if that did connect with him, we could bring that in. And just be mindful that that 18 can be the 18th of a month, the year 2018, the age of 18.
Oh, okay.
And also January 8th. This is how numbers will come through for me. So just be mindful of that. Okay. All right, my friend. I thought, you know, I'm going to pull a couple of cards to see. Now, with my readings, I've always just, I use cards to really just give a nice visual validation of whatever my gifts are bringing. So I won't sit and read the tarot per se. Now, a couple of things. I'm going to show these cards on the camera. So if you go back and watch or anyone else does. The first card that I pulled for you is this Eight of Wands card. And this deck's beautiful. So I want to share it. And now this Eight of Wands card did come out of the deck reversed upside down. So I'm going to kind of elaborate on that here in a moment. The second card is this Five of Swords card, and that card came out right side up. So as I'm kind of looking at the cards and just some things coming through, with mom, but also with you. Boy, my friend, this year that we're in right now, this year of the eight, we're in the year of karmic energy. And so I'm really going to focus on you for a moment. Your mom, if I am connecting with your mom, or if your mom has been with me and giving me that 18, I'm not getting a whole lot from her. There's a feeling that, so it could be that this is not your mom, but I'll tell you, this karmic energy that we're going to experience this year, I want you to just be mindful of everything that you are saying, everything that you're thinking, feeling, and doing, because that gets put out into the universe. And then this year it's coming back tenfold, meaning twice as much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very, it's going to be a very interesting year. You know, here, obviously, as you know, in the US, we're in an election year. It's a lot of changes are coming. And as I apply this to you and some things I see, this wand comes into play. Now, the wand is like, have an imaginary kind of magic wand. And you really can use this to your advantage to get what you want, when you want, and how you want it. You got to be careful what you wish for, because sometimes our human side gets very selfish. We have immediate gratification. And then later on in life, it kind of comes back and bites you in the butt. So I want you to be mindful of you making decisions based on your emotions or feelings, because I want you to kind of just take a deep breath and be just calm for some time. Take some time to think about certain things, because you've got some changes coming this year, my friend, which is where the sword comes in, this five of sword. And that sword is where you are using this imaginary sword, and you're going to fight and defend and protect what's important to you, what you're passionate about, your dreams, your, goals, whatever it may be.
Is that coming through like in a good sense, like tenfold it's coming forward?
Yes, but that's going to,
okay, great.
That is going to be.
Yeah, because yes. That's what's happening right now.
Yes. And that's where I say it's all about, your free will choice and the energy you're putting out there. Now, that tenfold can be not such greatness, but that's going to be in your court. That's going to be in your hands. If you're putting out negative energy and the what ifs and the, oh my gosh, my life sucks, you're going to see that come back tenfold and share, right? But
right.
I do. You've got some amazing new beginnings, new changes, and I really feel by August, boy, my friend, you've got this whole new. I want to say a whole new path. It's not necessarily new. It's just it's going to feel new to you because it's going to step you out of your comfort zone a little, and I don't want you to allow fear to get in the way. And FEAR it's my favorite acronym. It stands for false ego appearing real. If that dang ego gets in the way, my friend, and you, Denise, go, oh my gosh, whatever the ego's telling you, I'm too old for this. I can't do this right now. It's, our ego as women too, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not in shape enough, whatever it may be, that ego will literally paralyze your beautiful path. So please don't allow that ego to get in the way. Okay. Now, I you mentioned your son really quick, and I know I have another caller already, but I want to tell you, this Five of Swords card, I'm going to show it on camera. If you get a chance to go look, it is a mama bird feeding her baby bird. And I can't help but see that as you. Yep. You and your son, and your son has passed. Is that correct?
He was murdered.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness, my friend. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. May I ask how long ago his passing was? Because, and the only reason I'm asking is because your son is such a very strong energy. And usually
yes,
when I pick
is.
Up that. Yeah, usually when I pick up a strong energy like this, he's been in spirit for at least 5 years, if not longer.
Oh, 13. He died 13 years ago. But he's okay. Definitely crossed and.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's something, here's a sign for you, my friend. You pulled the 8 and you pulled a 5. What is 8 plus 5? 13, right? 13. Yeah. There's your sign. There's your son's beautiful, simple sign, but the 2 cards I pulled for you, you got the number 13, and that's your son's way of validating that he's, you know, with you, he's around you. But I'll tell you, what a beautiful, protective guide for you. So please lean on that energy to get you through this year, because he's going to be pushing for you, mama.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and I wish you a beautiful evening and happy
Thank
Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
You are so
happy
welcome.
Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you guys, we got a few more minutes, and I have Cameron, I believe, in Australia. Is that correct? Hi, Cameron.
Yeah. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Good. How can I help you tonight, hon?
I would just like to know if you could tell me how I could improve my spiritual connection, like currently where I'm at the moment.
Sure. Okay, I think, again, I'm going to pull a couple cards for you just to kind of see if there's some beautiful visual validation of your growth. Okay, this is beautiful. Again, I'm going to show the cards really quick on camera. So the first card I pulled for you that came out is this beautiful world card. And this world card did come out of the deck reversed. Now, that's really representing your shadow work. Are you familiar with shadow work?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. And then your second card is this 8 of Cups card. So now here's what's beautiful for you, Cameron, and I love this. We are in like I was saying earlier, we're in the year of the 8, and you pulled this 8 of Cups. This cup being right side up means that these cups are about to be filled, meaning your spiritual cup. And that karmic energy that you are putting out into the universe is going to be filling up those cups a whole lot faster. Now, the world card reversed for me as I'm connecting with you, that shadow work is for you. You have this very beautiful mind of just wanting to really learn it all.
Yeah.
Apply it all. And I'll tell you what, my friend, once you go down one rabbit hole in the spiritual world and the metaphysical and, you know, all of that, it's just another rabbit hole and another. And I always say the more I know, the more I realize I don't know. And it can just be so overwhelming and just so consuming. So I really want you to focus on one cup at a time. Fill those cups up slowly, but make sure that you're being present in every cup that you're filling, per se, so that you don't, number one, feel overwhelmed, and number two, you are really finding your purpose. I found that when I was starting to, you know, open myself up to all of my gifts and all of the, you know, the spiritual realm and the metaphysical and, you know, quantum physics and all of this, and I thought, man, I just didn't have an interest. And the other stuff I did, the other stuff is where I needed to be and focus my energy. So that's what I want to see for you, is to really just take some time and focus on those. One thing I do feel that I love the energy coming from you. You have a very high vibration. Do you find that people are just drawn to you? They want to talk to you?
Yeah, I do find that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it. Your vibration is very high. Your light, as we call it, your light's there, but I would love to see your light get brighter to where that brightness is going to help you. Yeah. There's a little bit of some dimness. And I think a lot of that really is the shadow work, working on letting go of some of the the past that's just not serving you. So, you know, work on that for sure. I'm sorry. Go ahead, my friend.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I make sure I didn't miss your question. Okay. Do you connect with the number 18? I want to make sure that I'm not missing if you did as well for tonight.
18? Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Fair enough. Keep it in mind, as I explained before, you know, I've got a loved one in spirit that's been with me most of the day. I'll get numbers. They'll validate who they are. The 18 can be the 18th of a month. It's a death date, a birth date, anniversary, the age of 18. I could be looking at the year 2018. So just, I want you to just be mindful of that, because I feel like this is connecting with you. I just got more. So if you connect with that later, please, if you feel comfortable, shoot me a message. You can email me readings@minimedium.com, or you can get on my website, and that's mini-medium.com. I would love to know if this is connecting so that I can match this beautiful spirit, the soul, with you. But I'll tell you, here in the next, as I see some things coming future-wise, by the end of July, starting into August, you've got some beautiful changes coming, especially with your career, your soulful path, your purpose. So watch for those changes and that shift to come, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, it's been a pleasure. I love the accent. Boy, I tell you, I could listen to the Australian and the accents all day. So,
yeah,
I love it. But I'm excited with what I see for your journey, my friend. So please keep doing that as you move forward. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate it. It helps me a lot.
Good. You're so welcome, my friend, and have a wonderful evening, okay?
Same to you. All the best.
You as well, hon. Bye-bye. Hey, all right, you guys. Another great episode, another great podcast, and I will send all my love and light out to you all as you get through this week, and happy Mother's Day again, and I will see you guys all next week, Wednesday. Okay, bye guys.